It is time to go halfway around the world to Jaisalmer, India. And, of course, it's time for Around the World, and it's time to bring in Arjun Singh. Arjun, good day.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. The temperature is changed. It's 87 degrees Fahrenheit. It's good for us.
87?
Yeah, 87. It's last couple of days we have thunderstorms here, and it was 110 a couple of days before, but today it's just now 87, and I think we have some clouds in the sky. It's unusual. It never happens in this month at this time, but it's good for all of us. Although the farmers are not happy because they have some good crops in the fields there, and it's because of that. Some water or some rain, they can be in trouble because it never happens. But the temperature is decreasing. It's about 87 degrees Fahrenheit right now in Jaisalmer.
All right. Now, where did I catch you coming out of when I first called you?
Well, I was in the office. We have elections here in India. It says parliamentary elections. So I'm there. And so I just came out of the office, and now I'm ready because I can't do it in the offices there.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All right.
All right. So what's your topic for... What would you like?
Well, especially the Girdhar. He's doing good with his maths class there, and also the tennis there, because Rob Reamer, he gave some tips to him on the social media, and I just told him what to do there. So he's just following his first coach, Rob Reamer, there. And the other thing is that related to the maths, now it's good for him because he gave a test and he got good marks in the maths there. So he's improving in the maths there. He has a 1 month of school there, and then we all have a summer vacations that starts from 10th of May. And nowadays in Jaisalmer, no choice there. It's just because of the summer weather and local people here. But I can see some hoarding, some boats, and some ads here in Jaisalmer. Tour to Goa and tour to Mumbai and like that. So I think it's changing now. The local people are planning. So Girdhar asked me that it's good to go out of Jaisalmer, but in present, because I can't have her, so I say maybe we will wait for a couple of years and then we will go out. So the people here planning to go out here in, because it's something new in Jaisalmer. The local people, they are planning to go out of, because otherwise the people come here to visit. So something changing here. Weather is changing. That's good for all of us, because otherwise we had scarcity of the water and the frequent power cuts in Jaisalmer just because of the temperature. But right now I think the situations are quite okay because of this weather. And we have now electricity supply there. And I think in a couple of days we can get the water supply back to Jaisalmer, because otherwise the last couple of weeks we didn't get the water, not even for an hour that we used to get for once in a couple of days. But right now, for last couple of days, no water. So people were just buying our water tanks, the tractor water tanks. And I just posted one of my photo on the Facebook there, that we have to pay about like 10 to 15 US dollars for one water tank for the tractor. But I think with the change of the weather, now the conditions will be better in Jaisalmer.
And how is it decided? We've only got 2 minutes, but how is it decided that the water is cut? Who decides that?
Well, you don't get it, because we get the water from Himalayas, Indira Gandhi Canal, that we get the water from, and because the level of the water in this area is about 800 to 1,000 feet, and it's not easy to get water, so we get the water from canal there. But nowadays, as I came to know, that there's a maintenance in the canal, and the people are cleaning the canal. So that's why we are not getting the water supply continuously from the canal. So the government, they just plan, but we don't get anything in advance. You don't get any
notification,
any information in advance that you are not getting water for a couple of weeks. So suddenly it happens, and it's just because of misunderstanding between some departments that you don't get the information in advance, and suddenly it happens, and then you are in trouble, the local people. But I think now, because for the last couple of days, couple of weeks, they are working on the maintenance of the canal, and now I think they have done it, and we will get the water. So it's all we have two departments, like electric departments and water departments, two separate departments. Sometimes it happens that there is a quite misunderstanding between these two departments, and then there is a frequent power cut, and you don't get the water because you need water if there is electricity, then you need the water supply, and you need your pumps to work if there is electricity. So it's just because of that heat, it's just because of the temperature that goes from 110 to 120. It all happens. People need a lot of water. They need a lot of electricity. In some places, like in some offices, you need a lot of electricity for that. But right now, I think it's they have done their job, and hopefully we will get everything proper now.
All right. Thank you very much. Go back to your electioning, Arjun Singh, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is Around the World with Arjun Singh here on Robinhood Radio.